Today is Monday, August 2nd, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So, time for your weekly weekend report. And we didn't do a whole lot on the weekend. So, my parents got back into town on Saturday. But on Friday night, we had Mix Minus, and we had a pretty active chat room. It was fun. We stayed up until after 1 a.m. my time. And we record just to let everyone know, if you ever want to join Mix Minus, which is myself and Daniel Brewer, you can join us most Friday evenings at 9:30. No. Nope. Don't do that. 10 p.m. Eastern. 10 p.m. Eastern. And we normally do about 30 minutes of pre-show where we warm up the old vocal cords and we figure out what we're going to talk about on the show, put that in the Trello, and do all that. We just kind of hang out with the live folks. And then we record, and our show's usually about an hour and 15 minutes. So we usually start that around, I don't know, 10:30, 10:45 Eastern. And we're done by a little bit after midnight Eastern, probably. And then we just hang out for as long as we want to hang out until we're tired. And I had a little bit to drink, but not a whole lot to drink. Daniel was making fun of me because the cup I use in the place of a shot glass is a little, I would say it doesn't even hold quite as much as a juice glass, but it's like, it's roughly the size of a little juice glass, but it's a Coke. It's so cute. It's one of those Coca-Cola glasses, and I don't know how to describe the shape, but it's, and I'm making the shape with my hands, and it's, and I don't know how to describe it, but if you know, they're larger at the top than at the bottom. They're kind of bulbous, and I don't know how to describe it. But anyway, but it's a tiny little version of that. It's kind of like a shot glass version of that. It's between a juice glass and a shot glass. So a little bit more than a shot glass, a little bit less than a juice glass, I would say. And so I put my vodka in there and take a shot, a larger shot. And so we did that, and that was all fun. And that was pretty much all I did on Friday. And then on Saturday, we got up and just kind of hung out. It was kind of my last supper weekend, we're going to say, before I started back on Weight Watchers. So I'm starting that back today, in fact. And so at least I'm giving it another shot today. And look, I have not gained back all the weight that I lost. I don't know, because I haven't weighed. And it's funny, because on Twitter, I was just looking at Twitter before I started. And Scotty Battler is responding to Kathy Bacon, who said, she says she's going to treadmill for 100 minutes and elliptical for 45. Wish me luck. Weigh in tomorrow at 11. And Scotty says, no, never weigh in. Then you'll know how much you weigh. Ask Geeky Gay. And then Kathy Bacon just replies with a bunch of emojis. And yeah, that's the way you got to do it. Just don't weigh. Well, you know, one thing, I know that I had, so I have my closet, my clothes closet. I have all the way from a size 30 jeans all the way to like a 36. And I lost 24 pounds or something like that. And I went down to the 34s comfortably. So I know, and I'm still wearing the 34s. So I know I haven't gained back so much weight that I've gone back up to the 36s. But I know that I've gained some weight, but I don't want to know yet. Because I want to lose a little bit first and then start weighing again. So anyway, so I'm going to try to do really good this week and maybe I'll weigh on Saturday. But anyway, no, I mean, it's just, it's a thing with me. I don't like to know, like, you know, going to the doctor, they're going to tell you stuff that's wrong with you. So I'd rather just not go. So I don't know. And I don't stress about it. I mean, yes, I am going to drop dead one day. And it might be from something that was totally treatable. But at least I wouldn't have stressed about it going up to it, right? So anyway, so I did not weigh on Saturday, but we did go and I got, even though I, it's not my favorite breakfast, it's the closest breakfast to me. So we got McDonald's. And I got a bacon and cheese biscuit and a couple of hash browns. And I enjoy it because I love a biscuit. It wasn't the best. It was a little bit dry, to be honest. But for my last breakfast, it's not really my last breakfast, but anyway, so we did that and we just kind of hung out. We hung out on the couch, but we had our HOA meeting. And I'd been stressing about that because I'm like, gosh, I don't know if I want to go to this HOA meeting because I have to meet people. You know, I live in Arkansas and they're all going to be straight rednecky people. And, you know, what if they ask us to introduce ourselves and I don't know whether to refer to Mark as this is my special friend or or this is my partner or like what? You know, I mean, we're not married, so I can't say, oh, this is my husband, Mark. And boyfriend for a 43 year. I'm almost 43. I'll be 43 in less than 2 weeks. Or is it 2 weeks? No, almost exactly 2 weeks. 2 weeks from tomorrow, I'll be 43. Ugh. Daddy. Anyway, so I can't really say boyfriend because, you know, a 43-year-old going, oh, this is my boyfriend. Well, that doesn't sound right. Partner sounds weird. What do you say? I was just stressing about it. I was like, you know, and then what if nobody likes the gays? And we're, I don't know. It was just, but they finished the pool recently, which I swore up and down I was never going to use because I'm like, I don't want to use a public pool with all those children peeing in it and stuff. And, but Mark wanted to go and y'all, he said this thing to me that made me so sad. It really made me sad because I am a privileged white man. And Mark says to me, he said, and we weren't even talking about that. So I know this was an actual, like, something he thought about. He said, I said, are you going? And he said, yeah, I feel like I need to show up. He said, because I don't want them to just see some random brown person walking around, you know, because I'm one of the only brown people in the neighborhood. I want them to know my face and know that I belong here because I don't want them to see me walking around and think that I'm a shady character. And I thought that is so, like, that made me so sad because it's something that I don't even ever think about. And so I said, you know, I'm going to go with you. I know I said I didn't really want to go, but I'm going to go with you because I want to be supportive, A, but B, you know, they should know you and I go together. And so we, that was it. I'm going to sneeze. Sorry. You didn't hear that. I muted myself, but there was a little gap in the audio. But anyway, so I said, you know, I'm gonna go with him. So I'm like, I'm gonna go with you because I don't want you to go alone. And so we went, and it was the hottest part of the day. I don't know why they had it at the hottest part of the day. It was like 1:30 in the afternoon. And so we went to the HOA meeting, and it was around the pool. Well, not around the pool, but they have a covered area, like a covered picnic table area, and there are bathrooms and stuff like that. A little brick building next to a pool house, so to speak. And actually, everybody was really friendly. They just kind of gave us the rules, told us how things were going with purchasing things, and basically told us we have no money in the budget. So, you know, we need to be patient if we want anything to be added because we don't have enough dues collected yet. So they're barely covering the insurance and electricity for the pool at the moment. And the mowers. They said, if you want to donate anything, Apparently there was a couple buying hand dryers for the bathrooms that they were going to donate, and another couple had donated pool chairs already. They said, if you want to donate pool chairs, ask us where we got them and you can donate some as well. But it was kind of cool because they had set the pool rules, and he said, you know, we're all adults here. And, you know, for those of us who have children, please monitor your children and make sure. He said, we didn't want to be too strict on the rules to begin with. And so, you know, he said, so the pool is open 24 hours a day, but we have quiet hours from 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. So he said, you can use the pool whenever you want, but you have to be quiet after 10 p.m. all the way until 7 a.m. So I liked that. And he said, now if it's abused and people are noisy and you let your kids go there at midnight and they're noisy and stuff like that, we may have to change the rules. But for now, you can use it. Anyway, so that was cool. Of course, there was an old man there that was like, gave his long list of complaints of things that people were violating rules. Because, you know, that's how some people are. He was nice, but I was like, oh, yeah. The crotchety old man. People are driving too fast up and down this road. It's like the Indy 500. So I know who the complainers are going to be now. We did have to introduce ourselves, but I introduced us and I just said, I'm Adam and this is Mark and we live in blah, blah, blah. And we have the little Shih Tzu that you'll see Mark walking and not me. And it went fine. So we did that, and it went on for way too long, but we did it and got it out of the way. And so, I don't know, we might use the pool if it's late at night or early in the morning. I just don't want to be with a big, huge group of people. Ugh. But we might use it. It looked refreshing. So I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do. And I guess we'll pick up from there tomorrow. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.